This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds, still kind of buzzing about that Seahawks 49ers game on Sunday.
Aren't we all? And I'm David Hyde. The Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl, and cornerback Richard Sherman helped make it happen Sunday when he broke up a pass to 49ers receiver Michael Crabtree. But it was Sherman's rant after the game that's getting most of the media attention. Earlier, I spoke with Nation sports columnist Dave Zirin about racial coding, sports, and Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman is going to be the NFL's defensive player of the year. He came to the NFL as a fifth-round draft pick out of Stanford, where he graduated in 2010. He was raised in Compton, California, by a father who drove a garbage truck and a mom who taught disabled children. I mean, he really is an incredible story. And if you think about the degree of difficulty of going from Compton to Stanford grad to fifth-round draft pick, and those are people who don't usually make the NFL, to being a defensive player of the year, it really is quite the remarkable journey.
And on this big game, this big play Sunday, Sherman breaks up a pass intended for 49ers receiver Michael Crabtree. What exactly does he say afterwards in this interview?
Well, afterwards, he's approached by Aaron Andrews, who is the sideline reporter on Fox Sports, and he goes on an epic rant. And he, in full-throated voice, he articulated his belief that Michael Crabtree was absolutely no match for him and that he was actually insulted by the fact that Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback for the 49ers, tried to throw the winning touchdown over his head. And if you think about it, it's beyond idiotic, the fact that Colin Kaepernick, who was staying away from Sherman all game because he is so good, chose that moment. It was an act of hubris to say, I want to win the game on Richard Sherman's dime. And also, it has to be said that Michael Crabtree was assessed with a penalty after the play for slapping Richard Sherman in the helmet.
What's been the reaction to Sherman's comments, or some of the reaction that you think has just gone way over the top?
Well, it's been very, very, very highly racialized. Sometimes racial coding, like a lot of very prominent sports writers and personalities calling Richard Sherman a thug and saying he has no class. I mean, I think the word thug in particular is something that's reserved for African-American athletes. And then there is the non-racial coding, where it's just people on Twitter, like, using every possible racial trope and slur that you could possibly imagine and slandering Richard Sherman. Now, what's made this moment so explosive, though, is that it's kind of like a gotcha moment for all the racists, because for all the people calling him dumb, the response is, dude graduated from Stanford. For all the people who are calling him a stupid thug, you point back like, well, actually, he does some amazing charity work. For all the people calling him stupid and inarticulate, it's like, well, the guy's actually been writing a column for Sports Illustrated and had it in on Deadline the last 6 months, which is frankly more than a lot of professional journalists can say. I mean, in every conceivable way, he is the antithesis of the dumb jock stereotype, and that has allowed people who aren't racist to use this as a moment to actually push back against what frankly often happens after sporting events involving black athletes. And that's actually pushed back and say, wait a minute, you should actually listen to what this guy has to say.
Dave Zirin is sports columnist for The Nation. And you've actually got some concerns, Dave, about some of the larger narrative that's shaping up as a result of this for the Super Bowl and the battle now being between Sherman
Absolutely.
And Peyton Manning, who's the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. What's that narrative that you're so concerned about?
Oh, my God, I've got deep concerns about this narrative for a very basic reason, is that Peyton Manning is often presented as, there's no other way to put it, as a white knight. He's the number one best quarterback in football. He's often described quite correctly, let me be clear about this, as being cerebral, studious, incredibly intelligent. I'm not in any way saying that that's not true. But I would argue that Richard Sherman is just as cerebral, just as intelligent, and both of them play a ton of psychological gamesmanship. And yet for Peyton Manning, that's proof of his genius and gamesmanship, while Richard Sherman, it's proof that he's a thug and a punk. And so I love that storyline of being Manning versus Sherman. How will that play out in the Super Bowl? It should not be laid out like White Knight against the fire-breathing dragon that is Richard Sherman. It should be about a battle between equals.
And Dave Zirin of The Nation, you say that we've been here many times before with these issues of racial coding and athletes with Muhammad Ali and many others. Is there something different this time? What do you think?
The only thing that's different about 2014, I would argue, is that we live in an age of social media. So when Muhammad Ali gets slammed in the 1960s, I mean, people should go back and see the beloved Muhammad Ali. Every other writer was telling him that he should shut his mouth and button his lip and every possible thing you can imagine. But now there's the opportunity for actual pushback, but also for people to be informed by that history. And that history is pretty basic. It's that African-American athletes, they tend to come from working class or poor backgrounds. And how often in our society do working class, poor African-American youth get the microphone and are able to say whatever they want to say? And occasionally you get these athletes who are like, hey, I've got this platform and I've got the skills that makes me somewhat untouchable. I'm going to use that microphone and actually say something. And Richard Sherman is one of those athletes. And while the response is depressingly familiar, at the very least, there's now also a community of people pushing back.
All right, I can't let you go without asking, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, at the beginning of the year, I picked the Seahawks to win before the season even began, so I do not know why I would stray from that right now. I love the idea of not just Richard Sherman, but that entire secondary of the Seahawks making life very difficult for Peyton Manning.
That's Nation Sports columnist Dave Zirin talking about Richard Sherman and the Seahawks. I'm David Hyde. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.